Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, Killjoys. I've got another episode for you of Heart State Review this week. This is actually take two, take three, somewhere in there of me recording this introduction, so I'll keep it short and sweet because I'm just honestly tired of hearing myself talk. And if you too are tired of hearing me talk, then you're in for, well, you're not at the right place. So we've got a great episode this week with some symptoms of mine and a band called Gravesend, and we'll dive into that a little bit, but I hope you're all staying safe. Hope you're all staying quarantined. If you are not an essential employee, if you are deemed an essential employee like I am, then Godspeed and thank you for doing the work that you do. I know it sucks. I know it's rough, but you know, hopefully you are getting paid as an essential employee at least. Outside of that, thank you guys for listening. If you've made it this far, whether you're just a minute into this episode or you're six, seven, whatever episodes into it so far, I appreciate that. I'm really, really thankful for that. Really happy with how this is going so far and really excited to keep it going. So regardless, we've got, like I said, an episode this week with Gravesend, and that came to be through my connection with Freddie. Freddie and I first sort of met in June of 2018. When we did an interview with his previous band, Pavements, and then we kind of connected again in the fall when they were on tour. We met up in Chicago and kind of did a more different in-depth feature interview for Substream. So if you're ever curious, you can certainly go to substreammagazine.com, search Pavements, boom, there it is. So when this podcast was launching and he was putting Gravesend together and got all the guys together for that, it was kind of an obvious connection to, you know, do something. And so I'm excited that we were able to do it. I tweeted yesterday, it's a very chaotic episode, and it certainly is, in a good way, I think, at least. We talked just about how Gravesend got to be, where they're going, what their music is, and a little bit of everything and a whole lot of side conversations. So if that sounds interesting to you, certainly stick around, listen to it. It's definitely fun. It's, like I said, it's very unique. It's very interesting. But I had a lot of fun with that. I know they did, too. So looking forward to keeping this going, and we will see you guys next week with a new episode.
John didn't scream. John's like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not screaming today.
Oh, man, that's not fine. Today. Yeah. I don't blame him. Listen, that was loud. I get it. Sorry. Don't want to participate in the chaos. No, it's fine. I asked for that, so.
Should we do it again?
It happens. No, it's all right.
No.
That was too good. I don't want to go through round two. Round one was enough. That's like a knockout right there, buddy.
Wow. Man.
Man.
We made
Dude,
it
it's been screaming. A long time since we've talked. I just realized that. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah, I think last time we spoke was in October or November 2018.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
How you been, dude?
It feels like just yesterday, but I guess it's about to feel even longer since we're about to be all quarantined up in our house, man. Like,
yes. Okay. I'll be honest with you, dude. I feel like this whole podcast is going to be about Cootie 19, COVID 19, coronavirus, and no lime. But you know,
no lime, not yet. Yeah.
Like,
not yet.
I feel like the world is going to turn to internet only communication.
Is that kind of fucked up?
We're gonna live like Wally.
Yeah, in a few years.
I don't even know if we'll make it a few years. It might just be like ASAP.
Yeah, a couple
abandoned ship.
A couple months.
That's right. Listen, dude. I don't know why. I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of scary, man. But it's all right. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but what can we do?
Nothing. We're just along for the fucking shit ride. I mean, hey.
So, I know you can't see us right now, but John said something. John said, make music, when I said, what can we do? And he said it, but obviously the mic can't pick it up, so I passed the mic over. But then the moment was gone.
It was too good.
should we like introduce ourselves, I guess?
Yeah, you know what? Well, I guess we should do that. We're about 2 minutes into this. I guess we should introduce what the fuck we're doing here. So. Yeah.
Who are you guys? All right, so I'll pass the mic around. Here we go.
There you go.
Oh, you want me to go first? No, you go first.
What's up? I'm John. I play bass. Yeah, that's about it.
Dude, you sound so good.
It's like so natural, man. I was like, whoa. All right, I'm Angel and I play guitar.
Yeah.
There it is.
I am Ben and I play the drum.
There we go.
Hey. Yeah. He said he's a minor. He's only 17. My name is Freddie, and I don't know what I do.
You just do everything else, I guess. Whatever's left.
Yeah, whatever's left. I guess I just play the triangle or something like that.
You just
yes. And we are all in a band called Gravesend.
Wow. There we go.
Hey.
There we go. Hey Ben, has your school shut down yet?
Oh yeah. You still? I get to sit in bed on a computer for the next month and a half.
Oh man.
Which I guess that's, is okay. I guess that's
cool. The fucking dream.
Yeah. But prom, grad night, graduation, all that's canceled as of now, so yeah, that's a bummer.
Well you know, you win some and you lose some, I guess. Yeah. But you know.
Everyone in my class is pissed because their senior year was thrown out the window.
Yeah.
My brother oh wait, sorry.
No, you're good.
My brother said something, or like one of his friends said today, because my brother is the same age as Ben. He's 17 right now. Yeah. And my brother's friend said, man, I just realized that if we can't make it back to school before graduation, we won't be able to see any of our friends again.
Well, that's just fucking depressing,
man. I know! Isn't it so bad?
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, all these guys going to college are like moving out somewhere else, like another state.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I promise.
Just wait till he hits his 20s, man. It's all downhill from here. If he thinks it's bad now, it's just.
I mean, with how things are going, that's more if I make it to my 20s.
Yes. Yeah, buddy. We used to think fucking climate change was going to kill us. No, no, no.
Dude,
we don't even get to experience the downfalls of climate change. Isn't
one
that
thing or
up?
Another is going to end it all.
Dude,
it
is.
I'm
just waiting. I hope so.
If it's
I
not
hope
a third
so.
World war, then it's a pandemic. If it's not a pandemic, then it's going to be climate change.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, eventually the sun is going to engulf the earth. It's just whether we make it there. All right. I mean, that's just science. Like, that's undoubtable.
People forget about that.
Yeah, people forget about science a lot. That's fine. We can say it. People don't know what science is.
Science
all right.
Doesn't matter. It's all irrelevant, right?
Science.
Science schmience.
Science. Here is this fucking episode. We don't endorse science. It's fine. That's what we discovered 5 minutes in, that we don't believe in science. That'll be fucking great. That's gonna go fucking terrible.
Yeah. Seriously. Hold on. Sorry. I'm still trying to mess around with the mics and stuff. I just
want like
to
hot potato, man.
It's like hot potato. Yeah.
It's hot potato, man. Just toss around. Whoever talks gets to talk, and that's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, you there's know like no organization. I love it.
Yeah.
Not on my end either. Fuck it. I'm just fucking winging it. It's like 11:30. I'm just hanging out, dude. I'm just along for the ride.
you know what we can do is we could put the mic here on a okay. And then
we
can
get up close
around.
And personal. You just pretend you like each other.
We can all just like
we're doing exactly what we're not supposed to be doing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
right. We're all within inches of each other. Our
yeah, we don't support social distancing either. So, I mean.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I think if you could hear us.
Oh, yeah, listen, we're perfect. This is golden.
Right, we are perfect.
That's right. That's the first review of Graveson. Fucking perfect.
We're doing the opposite of social distancing. Social gathering.
So it's less than 50 people, so you're all right still. Or less than 10, whatever the fuck it is now, so.
Well, okay, so, John, do you want to explain it?
We're not in Orange County, but in OC, it's no outside family members inside your house. You cannot have gatherings of 4 people or more. It has to be
wild.
3 or less. They've banned all private and public gatherings, period.
So if you have friends, you're fucked.
Yeah, no one allowed inside out.
and this is of
today.
Since today.
Oh, cool.
Since today.
Isn't it kind of crazy, like, every state's, like, doing something different? Every county is apparently doing something different. Like, we're all just living by different rules. Like, what the fuck?
What else the fuck to do?
Yeah.
Stay inside, don't touch people. Lots of Purell.
Don't breathe.
Lots of Purell.
Yeah, that's right. Don't touch your face. I mean, that's about it.
Don't touch your face.
That's hard as shit, dude.
That's really hard, dude.
Yeah.
Sanitize your phone, sanitize your wallet constantly, because you're always touching something and you touch your wallet.
Purell and chill.
Purell and chill.
Purell and chill. There it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get endorsed by Purell after this. Like, at the end of this, we can get endorsed.
Maybe. Maybe we can make, like, our own, like, flavors. Or flavors? I mean, smells.
Flavors? That's the cure to coronavirus, man. Just drink the Purell. That'll knock it out.
Yeah, right?
I bet they haven't tried it. There's no way they don't know.
I just hope people aren't, like, buying bleach to, like, cleanse their insides.
Just cleanse their insides? Yeah.
Yeah. That would be terrible.
No, you would just die.
Hey, coronavirus can't kill if you drink bleach, so. That's it.
That's it, bitch.
Beat you to it.
You're right. This is all about COVID-19. I love it.
See, I told you guys.
I love it. We're just...
It was bound to happen. Like, before we started, we're like, how much you guys want to bet, like, the first full couple of minutes, like, it's just going to be about COVID-19.
Yeah.
And hey, it's here we are. Yeah.
It's what's going on, man.
That's it. I mean, I guess we got a lot to talk about, but that's just, like, the prominent thing is all everyone talks about, you know, so we might as well jump on that fucking train.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well. Make COVID-19 fashion.
Yeah.
There you
fashion,
go.
Vocal fashion.
COVID-19 is the new black. You're here first.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey.
All right.
You know they say pink is the new black or shit.
What?
Never mind. I'm sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's definitely
orange is the new black. I hear it. Yeah. I mean,
orange is that's isn't that a show?
Yeah.
It was.
But yeah,
Orange jumpsuit. Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Now it's all clicking in his head. There you go.
Now, okay. I have been caught up.
There you go. That's all it took.
That's all it took. That's all it took.
That's all it took, man. All right, listen. I guess we could talk about something else, right? I mean... We can talk about anything you want. So why don't you tell me how this whole thing came to be? How you guys are all got together and decided that Gravesend was it? How did it get to this point? Well, not this exact one, because we all know how the fuck we got here. But tell me how Gravesend came.
Right? John drove. He saw some Tesla get hit.
Oh, rough.
Wow. What a bunch of depressing pieces of shit.
Yeah, this is bad.
none of
off
that
the
negative
fucking
negativity
rails.
Talk, right? So, question. What was the question? Oh, how did this all get started?
Yeah, buddy. How did we get to the beginning of this?
So, the beginning. So, originally, Gravesend was a band called Pavements.
Yeah.
And some thingies happened here and there, and... It just ended up being me doing everything, basically, like writing all the music, recording all the music, like, you know, just bouncing the ideas to every instrument possible.
Yeah.
That was going on for a couple months, or no, like a year, actually, or a little over a year. It took a long time to get to this point, but then basically... I decided to shoot a music video for our first single called Lights. And I've known Ben for a while now. He was in one of my buddy's bands. The band is called PCL. Mm-hmm. And
shameless plug.
And so I've known him for a while now. And I've always known that he's been a killer drummer. So for this video, I'm like, well, instead of... Because I just don't want it to be just me. I want like a band with me.
Yeah.
You know, and even though, you know, I didn't have like a set band yet, I'm like, well, let's just fill in the spots for right now, and then we'll figure that the rest out later. So I chose Ben to be the drummer for the video. I ended up meeting Angel on Craigslist.
Misconnection. There you go.
Old-fashioned way. Yeah. on Craigslist personals. No, I'm kidding.
There you go. It all starts somewhere, man.
It all starts somewhere. I actually ended up meeting him because I bought a pedal off of him. And yeah, that's what happened. You know? So Pavements and his band played a show together at the Viper Room back in April 2018. And that's what we ended up basically meeting. Yeah. And then I'm like, Angel, dude, you know, we'll play guitar for me for this video. He actually ended up reaching out to me, and he's like, hey, man, if you ever need, like, guitar work, let me know. I'm down. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm down too. So that's how Angel became a part of this mixture of musical genius. And then so John came into the picture because my the director that I was working with for the lights video, they went to school together, and I ended up meeting John through my director, Big Ben, not Little Ben, Big Ben.
Big Ben, yes, sir. Yeah. There you go, distinction.
There's two Bens in there. Well, there's more than two Bens in my life.
More than two, but yeah. For now it's two.
Only two that matter. Yeah.
For now it's two. The other, yeah. So through Big Ben, I ended up meeting John, and I'm like, perfect. Because I needed a bass player, and I didn't know who to really turn to, because I didn't really know anybody. So I'm like, perfect, this works out, and then I'll, you know, take on whatever is left. And that's how we ended up meeting. And that's how, you know, the band started forming. And then a couple months later down, after I figured out what needed to be done, you know, for releases and all this stuff, I'm like, well, let's just all get together and let's make this, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
And a couple months ago, we recently solidified as Gravesend, and now it's all four of us.
Woo!
And
there
now
you go.
We're on this really epic journey to be the very best Pokemon shout out.
There you
but yeah, go. So that's basically the beginnings of it.
Yeah. Listen, so is Ben the only one without a beard still? No, Fred, you don't have a beard. What am I thinking about?
I don't. Oh,
no, yeah.
I don't have a beard, dude. See, two guys in the band have a beard. John has a great beard. Angel has a great beard. Freddie does not have a good beard. He does not have a beard at all. And if he tries to grow one, it just looks like a hairy potato.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. And then I'm pretty sure Ben, when he gets a little older,
when he hits puberty,
I'm sure he'll be able to grow a full glorious beard.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
You're still hoping, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Iberian.
Spanish. All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's a really nice 2 versus 2.
There you go. It's not quite, you know, you're not quite the beard core yet, but I mean, there's plenty of time. You got the whole life ahead of you, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah. We're perfectly balanced, man. 50-50.
There you go.
2020.
I love it.
2020. Without the
ooh. This is the better 2020. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So you wrote the first two singles so far, right? We're all just you, I'm assuming, right? Because they came in sort of after the fact, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I ended up writing all the songs that I have, like, right now that are finished. I ended up writing and recording all the parts and everything. And then right now, it's just a matter of, like, kind of, like, them learning the songs.
Yeah.
You know, and that way we can start playing live.
Yeah.
And make them sound even bigger and fatter and better than the EP album? Singles?
EP, yeah, yeah. Whatever's coming, right.
Whatever's coming, yeah. So that's the stage that we're on.
There you go. Well, first, I mean, the good news is you got plenty of fucking time before shows come up, right?
Cause,
I mean,
yes!
To bring it full circle, plenty of fucking time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
We were kind of worried because, you know, everything gets booked at the start of January or even before that. And so we had done the video in October, and then it was like, oh, you know, because everything was ready, we were ready to go, and then, like, tours had started being booked, and we were like, oh, you know, what happens? Like, how do we want to, like, speed this up? And then everything got canceled, and so now it's like, we can just chill.
We got who knows how much time we have to, like, you know,
get everything, you know, really, really solid and stuff. Because we recently started playing all like playing together as a group. So, you know, we're still just ironing out the wrinkles, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, this definitely gives us a lot more time to really, first of all, get together. Illegally now, because apparently it's only four people.
Yeah. Oh man!
Until no one's allowed to leave their house at all.
Oh.
Skype jam session.
Skype.
Just
jam
wait
session.
For it. Yep.
Skype jam session.
So much delay.
We're like, hey, you're off beat. Nah, you're off beat. Yeah. You're off key. You're off beat. Sorry.
Everyone's just yelling at each other.
Right. I can't wait for that.
There you go. Things to look forward to. There you go. Just yelling each other via Skype and via remotely, and then, you know, seeing if you guys even can become a band out of all this. Maybe just fucking break up and say, fuck it. Just kidding. Don't do that.
That'd be sad.
That'd be very sad, yeah. I just put the bad shit out there. I apologize. That was bad.
That's the bad timeline.
The only bad part about having all this time is, like, we get on stage at our first show and suck. We have no excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Exactly. Wow.
That's
the pressure. But we're not gonna suck.
No.
At all.
Because we have really talented musicians here. You know, yeah. Freddie, who's been such like a creative genius behind all this. Huh. You know, such a mastermind, being able to put all this stuff together. Yeah. He doesn't give enough credit to himself. I just want to gas him up a little bit.
I know you can't see me, but I'm crying.
Blushing. There you go. A little bit misty-eyed.
Yeah, a little misty-eyed, and you see a full-blown Hispanic blushing, which you don't see.
You know, from the ashes came something so amazing.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
There
hell
it is.
Yeah. All right.
That's it. I love it. Listen, I guess, I mean, the positive side is, one, I guess the most positive side is you got all this time. Two, you're worried about sucking. I think maybe even people would just like be okay with whatever. Like, you could actually go out there and just be fucking hammered and be playing everything out of fucking key and out of tune. Nobody would even, one, they wouldn't notice. And two, they'd just be so glad to be out of their fucking house. Like, I don't even think it would matter.
Yes.
So there's even less pressure for you.
Hey, dude, oh my god. That is, yeah, that's like bare bones. Like,
just play everything so loud that it's like incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
No one knows what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, like when cows get released in spring and they just go crazy. In the mosh pit.
So we're basically gonna be dressed as cows.
We could, yeah.
Just
the cowbells. Yeah.
There you go.
That's gonna be our thing. Like, we just have like somebody, like the tour manager, just open a fake pen, like a pen or something,
yeah.
And then all of us run out with cowbells around our necks and everything, dressed as cows.
Black and white.
We look like a Chick-fil-A commercial.
Hey, there's there's worse things it look like, I suppose. I mean.
Yeah, right?
That's fair. Yeah.
Right?
Good point. Good point.
I'm down for that. But
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's great. I mean, there's so much things. I mean, there really is just so much that goes, I guess, into like just preparing for that at this point, right? I mean, you've got all this time, but at the same time, like, there's just, because what are you gonna do in the meantime, right? You got all this time to write songs to obviously practice, but I'm assuming you've got more stuff coming, right? You're not just gonna be like, all right, well, here's a show, we've got two songs out, right?
Oh, dude, heck no. We got stuff coming.
We moving.
Like, so we have two songs out now, but when I was in the studio, I recorded so many more.
Yeah.
So right now we're just playing the planning game and like when we release stuff and all that. Personally, I would like to do like a you know what like the SoundCloud rappers do? They just keep releasing music and
a whole
album or like an EP.
Yeah.
I think for us to just, you know, just to keep it going, just release a song every couple months.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just drop like having a really sick EP and just dropping it for one day and then getting lost in everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Yeah. I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me think about like what like not necessarily a rapper, but think about like what Marshmello does, dude. That dude just puts out singles, and when he puts out an album, like, nobody really cares. Like, nobody goes for the album. You know, like, if you look at like his Billboard chart for albums, they're not great.
But that dude makes fucking bank off his singles. Like,
exactly.
He's making so much fucking money.
Right, God, Marshmallow. Man. I don't even know how the guy looks like. But damn.
Marshmallow.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Wait, so under his helmet, he looks like a marshmallow?
Yeah. No.
Have you never seen what he looks like?
No.
Yeah, he has like.
He looks like a marshmallow.
Yeah. I mean. You want to hear something really disappointing about Marshmallow though? Like, this is gonna like just make you very uncomfortable. His fucking helmet costs $55,000.
What?
$55,000?
$55,000 for that fucking helmet.
I know a kid who made one for like $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he bought a white bucket and took an X-Acto knife and just cut out the shapes and then
yeah,
black mesh. And like, boom, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
What's he have in there? Like,
yeah, like
fans, you got like cooling in there. Like, what's he got in there?
Is it liquid cool?
Yeah. It can't be like no, like, bucket. Like, that shit, but if it's $55,000, that's more than a car.
Yeah, that's.
Does it come with all the ideas that he comes up with, or what?
It must be, yeah. It must, like, fuel his fucking, like, brain, dude. Like,
an Ableton session, like, all around.
It's like a VR thing.
Yeah. So he has Ableton there, VR. Does he control it with his eyeballs?
Yes. Like Tony Stark, how he can just like...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Wow.
So if you look at like a close-up of it, it's like a screen almost. Like it's like a fucking... It's like a screen door is like what the hell that is. But it's probably fucking ventilated, but...
That's what I'm thinking, right? There's gotta be like mesh, like... Like
yeah. It weighs 8 pounds somehow. Like, it only is 8 pounds is remarkable.
It only weighs 8 pounds?
Yeah, only weighs 8 pounds.
That's how much my helmet, like my party helmet weighs.
8 pounds?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's like 2 pounds.
Yeah,
I can't remember the number. It's like 2 pounds.
Because you have a baller helmet. My helmet's like a little heavier than yours.
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
But yours is also bigger than mine.
I have a big head.
You do have a big head. But I have a small head. I have like a Zika baby head.
You got a little bean.
Zika baby?
A Zika baby head.
What is that?
You remember the Zika virus? This is pre.
Oh man.
Why?
Oh man.
Never ends.
Virus shit. Well, now I know.
That was like just last year or 2 years ago, wasn't it? The Zika virus?
Yeah.
Zika virus.
Oh my god.
Well, right when you said it, I'm like, that sounds really familiar, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
I think it was like 2014, 2015, maybe 2016.
Okay, so fairly recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just mosquitoes, dude, man.
It was mosquitoes,
yeah.
Mosquito, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, I remember that.
And there's not mosquitoes really in SoCal, so.
Yeah.
There you go, you're free. Mosquitoes fucking suck in general, like all the time. Like, there's not a single good thing they do. And if there is, I just refuse to believe it.
Yeah. There's...
Yeah, they're just fucking assholes. Like,
yeah, they are assholes. And like, leave me all bumpy and shit and all itchy.
You never know if you're gonna get triple E or West.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know if you're gonna.
It's bro, awesome. They're like the Kyle of the bug world.
The fucking Kyles of the bug world.
They have to exist, but no one really likes them.
Yeah, yeah. They just gotta be there because they just fill in some space that has to be there. It's like.
Do you guys think they drink Monster too?
Oh,
absolutely.
That's why they're so crazy.
Yeah, they're amped.
Absolutely.
I need blood.
Yeah. To them, drinking our blood is like as if they were jeweling.
Yeah, must be.
We're like their jewel.
Yeah.
They have to get their knack, bro.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dirtbags, dude.
You heard it here first. Science. This is all... This is all verified information. Absolutely.
The image in my head is just hilarious.
Turns out they're just food, man. Like they just serve as food, and that's like they pollinate flowers and they just get eaten. That's about all they do.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what Google says, and Google definitely never lies. So.
No.
I mean, it's.
And it's like if bees serve no purpose, then people.
That's not true.
No, if
oh boy!
No purpose, then people will think they're dicks too.
Take it back.
Yeah,
take it back, bro. Yes, bees can sting you and like it. Fuck, it sucks. But like, at least they're doing something productive. Mosquitoes. mosquitoes are just dicks.
Yeah.
They don't do
yeah.
Good. We were spiders that eat the bad bugs, but like everyone's yeah. scared.
Someone
of
in the comments is going to be like, actually.
Actually.
Oh, man.
Actually, then we're just going to get roasted.
Yeah. You're going to get canceled, man. This is it.
You're going to get canceled.
You're going to get canceled over the mosquito hate.
Yeah, you hate the mosquitoes and it's over. Bro, like, you're going to be canceled.
No,
you're
no, no, no.
Delete your Instagram. You're going to get flooded with like,
no.
rage and like,
no.
DMs every day.
They're going to come to my house and cough on me. Bro.
Yeah. They're gonna cough
on just to be clear, I hated on Kyle mosquitoes.
That's right. Just
okay.
One specific type.
And give you
yes.
West Nile.
And give you what?
West Nile. Or
yes.
Triple
E. That. Triple E. Those are the ones we hated
just
on.
The bad
triple A.
That's right.
I love Triple A.
They come my ass on multiple
occasions. It's another plug. Thanks, Triple A.
Yeah.
We promise.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, not getting sponsored by like mosquito. I guess what the fuck? I don't know though. Mosquitoes can't sponsor anything. Like mosquito, you can sponsor like a mosquito like killer.
Yeah, mosquito repellent. You know,
like, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Mosquito repellent, not mosquito killer. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I remember I used to go camping and I'd sleep with like those off like little fan things, like four of them.
Yeah, yeah, it keeps us blowing that shit. Yep.
Oh god. Wake up, you can't stop itching your entire body because you fucking got eaten alive.
Good time.
God.
So we're just gonna draw on memory lane, man. Let's just take a trip.
Yeah, seriously.
I love it. I love it though. I mean, listen, like, we've got. I want to ask about your new music because, but I don't know how much we can talk about it. You know, like I don't know. You tell me as much as you want to tell me about your new music. How about that? And we'll go from there.
It's really, 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 really cool, and everyone should listen to it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Some more. It's really good. It's incredible. Freddie is a genius. He's a mastermind. He did it all himself.
You guys.
Just gassing him up, man. Yeah, I love it.
Premium. Wow, that was another.
That was terrible. That was a terrible joke, but I love it.
That was a terrible joke, but those are the good jokes.
That was a yeah.
Jokes are the good jokes because they're so bad that it makes you laugh.
Pretty laughs at a lot of things, though. You're a very good person too.
Have you ever heard of anti-humor?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're the best fucking jokes ever.
But what's anti-humor? Like what I just said.
What did the farmer say when he lost his cow?
Oh,
where's
boy.
My cow?
Yeah.
What?
music.
Wow. My music.
Maybe,
yeah.
My
what about it?
Maybe it's my high school brain, but...
Oh.
Oh, music. Oh, shit.
Yes, yes.
Wow, we're good. Such
yeah, fun. Man, yeah. Especially you guys. Wow.
Sorry.
Alright. Sorry, wait. I'm talking about music now.
Your new music.
Okay. What would you like to know?
You're the mastermind behind it.
Yes. Again, thanks.
You're
new.
Huh?
What's something new that people can expect?
Yeah. There you go. Look at that. I'm just gonna be here to moderate and you guys just ask questions for yourselves and just set Freddie up for answers. There you go.
John is just running the show.
John, this is welcome to the John show.
No.
Yes. what? Oh God, many souls.
Four
sorry.
Guys with ADHD.
Okay, so
this is perfect. Yeah.
It's okay. So
where could it go wrong?
Everywhere.
At least it's entertaining.
Anyway, so let's start with the first one, Lights. It was very like I consider it like a poppy-ish song, you know, more catchy and more like it's not like a very punky song. It's more, it's more like radio friendly, I guess you could say. You know, so we have that. We have I Don't Give a Damn, which is the second single that we released. And that one is like straight up pop punk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So we actually you heard it here first. Hey.
Oh boy, here we go.
So we're releasing another song very soon. This song, it's my favorite song because I was brought up with like the heavier side of music, and I really like very intense, like almost like in your face kind of music. And this song that's coming out, I don't even know if I should say the name yet. Huh?
however much details you want to spill.
Yeah, right. So this song is like that. It's more in your face. It's a lot like heavier. But I think they all, since they all have different characteristics, but at the end it's like they all still sound like Gravesend.
Yeah.
So it's like chaotic, but it's
love it.
But it's not.
I mean, this whole thing has been chaotic, so that's fine. It'll go right with it, man.
Exactly. See.
Always on brand.
Always on brand. Exactly. So yeah. I mean, apart from that, shit. I didn't know the other two songs. But yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's Gravesend.
That's it. Whoa. Chaos. Always on brand, which is just chaos.
Always on brand.
Musically chaos, I should say.
Musically chaotic, but still very, yes.
Unified.
Thanks, John. Thank you, John. And for live shows, that's what I hope we can portray. Like, we can just portray like this super high energy, chaotic like show, but it's still like understandable and relatable to people, and people can go to have a great time. And they can get super sweaty with us, and they can, like, you know, get accidentally punched in the face and bleed, but they're really happy about it, you know? And at the same time, like, the people in the back, by the end of the set list, they can be like, okay, I can get closer to the stage. And we're like this big, happy family. Like, everybody has their moment.
Just Barney it up, man. One big, happy family. That's right. The Purple Dinosaur, let's do it. There, hey.
Perfect. Oh my god,
that'd be terrifying, bro.
Dude, that'd be funny.
Love it.
Awesome. Everybody would go home and run away.
They would. I would. Yeah. I mean, that's
Big Ben happens to be what? 6'8"? 6'7"?
6'8", I think. 6'8".
Pretty sure he's 6'8". This fucking dude. Dress him up as Barney.
Yeah.
He was the director for Lights, so shout out Big Ben. Thank
Big
you.
Ben. Love
you.
Lights. Yeah.
Shout out to Big Ben. Please dress up as Barney for us.
Yeah. we actually have future plans to work with him for other songs that we're gonna release. So, you know,
other songs, TBD, no titles. They're coming. They're at some coming. Point. They're coming via SoundCloud. Well, not necessarily via SoundCloud, but
yeah,
SoundCloud style.
Spotify. They'll be on SoundCloud too, but you know, everybody goes to Spotify, Apple Music, so
yeah. SoundCloud, I forget about SoundCloud. Like, I don't use it, like, ever, at least. But
yeah,
I've never, like, gotten, like, used to it like I got used to, like, Spotify and, like, Apple Music. Like, it's very strange. Like, I don't get, like, how you scroll through SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's not convenient.
Yeah. It's very unnatural. But also, I don't remember how MySpace used to work either, so, like, I don't know if I'm just, like, forgetting, but, like, I just don't remember how that ever worked as, like, a source for music.
I think that's a regressed memory for everybody.
It's just for the best.
For the best.
Nobody here was really old enough.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, though, I tried logging into my MySpace not too long ago, because I used to, back in, like, 2008, I used to, like, try to produce like electronic music.
Yeah, oh boy.
And I had probably what I thought was my best song on MySpace, right?
Ever. Or just best MySpace song.
No, not ever.
As I say, you're still trying to live up to 12 years ago on MySpace? That's
no, what I'm trying to say is because I had a program that I had to learn how to use, right? Throughout each song's progression, like, I ended up learning more throughout each song, right?
Yeah.
So by the time we got to this last song that I ever created before my computer crashed.
Sad times.
Too sad. I got to like a certain level where I'm like, I think I know what I'm doing, right? So I uploaded the song on MySpace, and then I don't know what happened. I think Facebook took over.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and I forgot about it. And then fast forward to now, and I'm trying to find it, and it's probably gone.
What if you were, like, MySpace famous and just didn't even fucking know it?
You're right.
MySpace what?
Famous.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dude, you could bring back MySpace single-handedly.
Jesus. I'll have, have like a share with him, like a what's it called?
A stock.
Stock share.
How much can that even be worth? Like how much can like?
10 cents for all
the. Yeah, probably.
It exists, but it's not worth much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look this up. MySpace stock price. This just probably isn't gonna go well.
Are you searching it right now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I don't know if it's even like out there.
It's just part of Facebook now.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like so maybe MySpace doesn't have its own shares.
Yeah, they might not, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just a Facebook thing now. It's Facebook.
I don't trade everything. I don't trade them, so
yeah.
Hey, that's hey, I can't find anything from it.
Bummer. Well, MySpace was good. It was good while it lasted.
It was something while it lasted. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like going back to the whole SoundCloud thing. I feel like Spotify and Apple Music are like the Instagram and Snapchat of music, and then SoundCloud is like the MySpace. It exists, but like no one really uses it.
Yeah.
SoundCloud was correct me if I'm so, wrong. I mean, SoundCloud was popping for a long ass time.
So it was MySpace.
That's what I mean. So that, what I'm saying is like you're saying like it didn't have a time, but it did. It's just
well, yeah.
Now it's just dead.
No, yeah.
Yeah. It's dead now.
Yeah.
Now we stream.
Is MySpace still like an active
stream
website?
Lights, stream, I don't give a damn. Stream, the other ones.
Stream it wherever, man. Stream it on SoundCloud, stream it on fucking MySpace. I mean, who cares?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. It's not on MySpace. You could try.
It looks like MySpace is just like a, like a pitchfork looking site now. It's very strange.
It's very, very strange and awkward.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't even know why it's still up, to be honest. But there's a bunch of like artists there and musicians. I think it's more of a. The way I see it, it's more of, I almost see it as like an IMDb for musicians.
Sorta, yeah.
You know, it's, I think it's very music based right now, which is cool, but the thing is that nobody goes into MySpace anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, it's there, but nobody really cares.
Yeah.
Kind of rhymed.
That's depressing.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's depressing.
Depressing.
Yeah. Sad boys for life, bro.
Sad boys for life.
Sad boys.
The total opposite.
It was never just a phase.
Funniest guy ever. It's always smiling, always having a good time.
Am I always smiling?
Too much, bro.
Too much.
Damn.
I'm never gonna smile ever.
God joke.
Nah, yeah, kidding. I'm still smiling. I'm never. I can't. I just can't do it. Cannot do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yes.
I love it. This is just, I mean, I don't even know how we got to MySpace. And now I'm suddenly like sitting here looking at an article with like MySpace Tom. And like, I didn't know he had a last name. Apparently his last name is Anderson. I have no idea. I just thought it was MySpace. I just thought it was MySpace Tom. I had no idea. His full name, official name is to me is just MySpace Tom. Like if there was no Tom Anderson.
Yeah, that one.
There's no more iconic picture than that, I don't think. In social media history.
Yeah, and like internet social. Yeah, I think that's the epitome.
That is the social networking picture.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. We're all trying to pose like Tom right now. All of us.
What if you can get endorsed? That would be an endorsement to take right there.
Yeah, right?
Man, I'm sitting. I'm just now. I'm just trying to find out how much MySpace is worth, and it turns out it's just not worth anything. It's just
could have guessed.
Yeah, they've only have 150 employees. That's kind of depressing.
Still?
Yeah, as of 2 years ago, as of December 2018, yeah, they had 150 employees. Doing what? I have no clue. Trying to figure out what the fuck it is.
Yeah. And, okay, so you have people like us trying to get back in. You have people like Ben being like, oh my god, what is that?
All right.
You were like four. Oh, when man. Is this going on?
Damn. I'm on a BlackBerry when MySpace was a thing. And I remember
with BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, man.
Most of what I remember about my mom's BlackBerry was playing Brick Breaker.
Brick Breaker on the
shit
BlackBerry.
Shit was so fucking fun.
You know what was more fun? Snake.
I still... Is. Bro, I play Snake on Chromebooks at school.
What?
Yeah, you do like the dinosaur jumping game?
Oh, yeah. When you have no internet.
Yeah.
I
never
played that game.
When you have no internet, just go on Chrome and do
it. If you hit spacebar or something.
Yeah, you always jump. Have internet, bro?
Yeah.
Odd flex, but
man, yeah, all right. God damn. I wasn't even trying to flex, but damn, there goes my shirt. Boom.
Do you always have internet? Yeah.
Oof.
Who doesn't have internet?
Shit, sorry.
I mean, yeah, my bad. Sorry to people who don't have internet access 24/7. I'm sorry. And that did not mean to sound very sarcastic.
No, what a death.
Man, if you weren't canceled already, this is it. This is it.
You should see Angel and John trying to flex their muscles.
This is a fucking dick pissing contest now.
No, Freddy's arms are massive. And they're literally so huge.
Too massive, like a forearm.
What are you guys talking about?
Yes, dude.
I'm just sitting here
this
watching.
This is bad for a podcast. I apologize to all listeners because you can't see them, but Freddy.
They're massive.
They're massive.
You gotta imagine what's going on.
Yeah.
I would just feel uncomfortable.
Dougie, I don't want to listen to this.
We should have done a video podcast. That would have been the move.
That would be great.
That would have been the move. We might have fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, we can bring a camera next time.
Yeah.
That's right. Next time we'll do this on camera. That'll be great.
Oh, God.
I'll have to actually, like, dress up for that. Or dress, put on normal clothes, I suppose. That's usually a lot of work.
Right?
Too soon, bro.
I'm just in sweat, so
screw. Yeah, I mean, same. I'm just hitting Aaron. It's fucking cold as shit. I don't think I turned the heat on. That's rough. Anyway, we're not going to drive down that fucking rabbit hole. Yeah, we're going to stop that. We've been going down a shit ton of them. But it's fine. That's what this is. Organized chaos.
Yeah, right?
Organized might be a stretch, but it's all right.
Organized as much as can be.
I mean, this organized as much as the whole fucking shit. I about brought up COVID-19 again. I was about to say, organized as much as all we're fucking dealing with COVID-19, but that's all we keep coming back to. It could.
It could, like, at this moment in time, as of recording this, like, this shit could kick off and we'd be fine. It could blow over and I'll be fine, or it couldn't. But like the fact that it's even come to this point is pretty nuts. Like, we're just like kind of watching this all happen, and like this could go all the way, or it couldn't. But it's going.
It's going somewhere.
It's going. It's going very fast. It's like going really fast. It's getting a lot worse every day. And there's no sign of it ever stopping.
So, yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
I mean, we'll figure it out.
We'll be fine, bro.
Have you guys heard of the Black Death, the plague? They figured it out. Like, a week.
67%.
Yeah, after 70% of the population died, they got their
out.
Shit.
They got their shit together.
That's how we fight climate change right there. I mean, listen. If you wipe out 70% of people, hey. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not saying it's wrong.
Look at Venice. Look at Venice right now.
Water's it's beautiful in there,
Venice,
yeah.
No, Venice, Italy. Not Venice.
No!
What? No.
All I'm saying is, like, it's the Thanos mindset. Just
for the greater good.
Bro,
just hand sanitizer, Thanos.
Yeah. Did you guys see the meme
I
posted on Instagram?
I love it.
Did you see the meme that
I did? Yeah. The Thanos with the hand sanitizer. Yeah. That's it. Sanitizer.
So good.
Sanitizer.
I'm not doing this again.
The Spanish accent.
I can't believe you're getting roasted for your accent right now. It's kind of fucked up.
No. It's like continental Spain.
Continental.
Oh, yeah.
Continental Spain.
That's what he see. He's talking about like, yeah, like European Spanish.
They have a lisp.
They have that lisp.
They all have a lisp.
That what?
Have you not heard a Spanish accent? Like not Hispanic or
right.
Accent,
right.
Like a Spanish accent.
No. Dude, I don't think so, have I? Okay. Fuck, I don't know. Now I'm having a crisis about it.
I remember from all the listeners from Spain are like, no!
I'm not saying anything bad about it.
Why
like,
are they talking about us like that?
Come on. All right. All right, Ben.
Oh, man.
He's kicked out.
Ben is done. Ben is out.
True words that ever been said.
Yes, we're not saying anything bad about the Spanish accent.
We're also not saying anything good about it.
Oh, you're a mother.
We're not saying anything now. That's
we're not saying anything now. Good job, man.
What a cheerful note. This is amazing. I love it. How do we get this back on track, Freddy? Is it? Are we too far gone? Lead us back to the promised land.
Oh man. Well, okay. Let's talk music. Yeah. So, welcome to our show. Okay.
The real show starts now.
The real show. Starts
this was the opener. Yep. This is it.
20 minutes in.
We're about 50 minutes in.
No way. Are we?
Yeah.
Our computer screen shut down, so we can't even see.
Oh yeah, we're about 4 to 9 minutes into this.
Alright, let's this is not how our practices go too. We'll just be like going down rabbit holes. We'll like put this on through like 6 times. And then
no, our practices are pretty. Our practices are pretty solid and yeah.
You're trying to convince me or yourself?
Shit.
Like our practices are pretty good. I mean,
pretty good. No. Seriously, like whenever we get together to rehearse, which again has been happening for a couple months now.
Yeah,
you know we really just sit down and just rehearse the shit out of the songs. Like we
practice.
You know, if one of us doesn't make it, we still get together and we work with what we got.
Oftentimes it's me.
Oftentimes, yeah. He's still in high school.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
We're not going down that rabbit hole again.
No,
we're not going down that rabbit hole again. But, you know, so now that we have all this free time, like. Yeah, man, our rehearsals are pretty epic.
Yeah.
Time to like experiment as well. You know, we're able to get the PA going so we can play back. Like, we can really start getting the backtracks going, getting our stuff set up, like getting our in-ears like to work. Like, we have a lot of time now to just like figure out like, you know, the fine details, which is, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can kind of go into a project, you know, thrown into the deep end. You know,
so
you have a lot of stuff that like, you know, you learn the material, but then, like, all the, you know, the little things that you don't think about, like, you know, oh, you know, my chain isn't, like, my pedal chain isn't working, or, like, whatever, like, does it work with this setup, or, you know, like, something's not going right, now we have, like, a lot of the stuff we can focus on, as well as, you know, learning the material, it's, like,
getting
it to sound right with everything.
It's funny, too, because, like, you'd think sitting down and practicing for 2 hours playing the same song the whole time would be but it's really not that bad, especially because like we'll warm up with like Lights. Lights is a warm up song now.
Yeah, because we all know it the best. Exactly.
It's a fun tune to play it too, and so we'll do that a few times, and we'll get into whatever song we're working on that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It turned out to be a lot of fun, cause, like John was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bouncing ideas back and just trying to get everything perfect.
Tempo and volume.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I want to mention too, like when we mention tracks, is so what I incorporated into these new songs is I've always been a huge fan of like electronic music, so I did end up adding some synths and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Nothing too like overly, you know, nothing to overpower. Like guitars or bass or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's
little
just
textures.
Little textures here and there that give it like this extra little sparkle, you know. And
the little sparkle, I love it.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. I have a very strong feeling
Strong feeling, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My music is no band or no artist should have a genre.
Yeah.
That's kind of one thing that I want to do. Like, I want to be, play the music you want to play, make the music you want to make. It doesn't matter if you're, like, a pop artist or, like, a metal artist or a DJ. Like, you know, if you have the means to, like, a DJ to play guitar or something, add a real guitar to your DJ stuff. And, you know, if you can play drums, add real drums to a DJ set, and vice versa. So that's kind of one thing that I really want to do and really want to experiment with. And I don't know, just now, especially nowadays too, like with like gender fluidity and stuff like that, which we're all about. I kind of want to pass that on to like music too and make it like genre fluid.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a very good step moving forward in an industry where I think it's very, you know, pop or rock or rap or whatever, which is cool because I've noticed a couple rap artists that they're adding a lot of rock elements to it now, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Post Malone.
That was a huge one, at least.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Too? Yeah, Post Malone did a collab with Ozzy.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I hate to hear that.
It's actually a kick-ass song.
Yeah, and also, like, one of my favorite pop artists is Halsey, right? I love Halsey. I love her voice. I love what she does. I love her pop music, but I don't know if you guys have heard recently her song that she did for the movie, for the Harley Quinn movie. What's it called?
Birds of Prey. Yeah.
Birds of Prey. So she has a song that she did for that. It's called Experiment on Me. Dude, it's so good. If you guys haven't heard it, seriously listen to it. It's so good. I think she worked alongside Ollie Sykes.
Was did she?
Yeah, I think so. If not, it sounds very Bring Me the Horizon. Which I'm a huge fan of Bring Me the Horizon. Huge.
Yeah.
Like, their new album, epic. Epic. 100% does not sound like Bring Me the Horizon, but still epic. And see, that's what I like. It's like, a band is known for something, and like they're known for what they do, like punk, pop punk, whatever, but then they can come out with something 100% not what they do, but it's still good because it's still music.
Yeah.
Trophy.
A lot of bands, like, they're bound to what their music sounded like 2 albums ago, and then if they put out something new, they get huge backlash from everybody who expects the same sounding.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be like that.
And it's just like,
you know,
bands change just like people change.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, people grow up and their music grows up too. Music is very, it's very, like, personal, and it grows with you. So, you know, 10 years ago, I could have been writing some, like, super angsty shit. And now I'm writing less angsty shit. You know? Because you grow up and your music, because it comes from you, it grows up with you as well.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it does. Dude. I mean, everything that you release is essentially, almost like a time capsule of who you are at that time, right? I mean, so if you go back and listen to something you wrote, if you found that MySpace song, you'd be like, what the fuck? But, I mean, you know, it's what you were in 2008. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not anything other than what you are, or what you were, I guess I should say, you know, so that's never a bad thing to do.
Awkward high school kid. Now I'm just an awkward.
Not what you're saying.
Not what?
Not what you're saying.
Not what I say. Not what?
Never mind.
Sorry. No, you're not. You're far from it, dude. I wish I was, like, as cool as you when I was in high school. Man, I couldn't speak to anybody in high school. I was a mess. Not because I wanted to. Just,
same.
No. I look back and... Did you say same?
Look? Same, yeah. Absolutely same.
Dude, hell yeah. Hell
yeah. I would just sit there.
I think Angel was the coolest kid out of all of us in high school.
No, dude, far from that.
Nah. Dude, when I look at you, I'm like, this guy probably bullied everybody in the crew.
Yeah, no.
I mean, my thing is, like, I feel like I've just learned to mind my own damn business.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of kids don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has to be so involved. And it's just like,
everybody has to be popular.
Yeah, I don't know, keep my head down, keep my nose clean, and I'm fine. Yeah. I've made it this far. Yeah. I'm in band, for fuck's sake. Like, by default, I am not a cool kid.
Yeah. geek.
Yeah. Like I've done drumline the last 4 years, and it's like, it's taught me amazing things and helped me as a musician, but like, on the social scale, it's just fucking threw me.
Yeah. See, oh, I can't go hang out, guys. I got drumline.
Dude, oh my fucking god. That's honestly, I'm, because like, I'd be a drumline now.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's Tuesday. Yeah, I'd be there right now.
And then you gotta go to all the games for any like football.
Yeah, and it's just
or,
like, I don't know. It was a huge part of my life the last 4 years, and I love it, but at the same time, it's like, I'm kind of glad that I don't have to do it every fucking 3 days a week, and then every Saturday is a competition. But at the same time, I'm bummed because it was my senior season.
Yeah.
But like, it's nice having the time to do other,
things. And especially like those things that are deemed uncool by other kids in high school. Those are the things that really, really help you out, you know, in the future, like when you're an adult. I mean, I was a full-on choir kid my senior year, and I'm bummed out because I didn't find that until senior year.
Right.
I wish I could have been a part of it since I was a freshman, but I forgot who pushed me into it, but I'm really glad that person pushed me into that, because or else I wouldn't be singing. I wouldn't be in a band, you know, like at all.
Yeah.
Hi, John. John's filming this right now. But yeah, so like all these things that like kids deem uncool or whatever, it's actually the coolest thing to do.
It is.
When you get to like adulthood, you know.
That's deep.
Yeah.
And that's our advice.
Do what you want. Do what you want and have fun with it.
It's like, if it makes you happy, fuck, go for it. Like,
yeah.
Why be bogged down by what other people have to say when they don't even know what they're doing?
Got him.
Exactly. Like, you know?
Don't let the indecisive make a choice for you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
What you want to do and have fun with it. And that's kind of going back to music. That's kind of like.
That's the Gravesend way.
Yeah. Like,
amen.
You know, going back to the songs that, you know, we have at our disposal, that's kind of the mentality that went into it. You know, I don't care what kind of genre I write. I just write whatever comes out. And again, it came out to be like this collection of songs that's like organized chaos, I guess you could say it is.
That's right. That's the phrase that pays. Organized chaos.
There it is. $50 for each of us right now.
$50.
That's perfect. I mean, listen, that's a cheerful note. That's probably the most cheerful thing we've said this entire like hour. Like, that's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Well, tell you what, we will keep it. Why don't you, and because we'll wrap it up here in a little bit, because it's, you know, an hour, I suppose. But why don't we end this with something that you want to tell people about Gravesend? Something that either they don't know, or something that you want them to, I guess this is the same thing. Something that you want people to know about this, whether it's, if this is how they're listening to you the first time, if they already have been listening to you. What do you want people to know about this?
I want people to know that, you know, going back to like the beginning of a conversation, or a serious conversation, to how this whole thing started and everything, a lot of people see it as, oh, you know, something broke down and something restarted. I don't want people to see it that way. I want people to see it as a continuation
of
what, you know, I used to do. You know, it's just with different people. That's it. You know, still writing music, we're still playing, we're still jamming, we're still going to play shows, a lot of shows. And I just want, you know, people to be ready and come out to shows and have fun with us, you know, and just be a part of this huge family that we want to create. You know, and you know, working alongside, like for example, Big Ben and the producer who made these collections of songs. His name is Colin Schwenke. Love that guy.
Love it.
Love that guy, dude. Like, I'm really, really grateful to be surrounded by a lot of very talented people. You know, like especially these guys here around me. Like, you know, in this room here, talented motherfuckers. And then everybody else behind the scenes too, like, you know, directors, producers, people who talk really well about us, like, they're all part of this huge family that, you know, is big now, but it's just going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, what I want them to take away is, you're fucking ready.
Is there...
It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be so much
fun. Get fucking ready.
It's gonna be awesome.
Get fucking ready.
And it's gonna be better than before. That's very cool.
That's it. That is. Hey. I love it.
You gotta be ballsy, man. You gotta be fucking ballsy.
That's the only way to do it.
Exactly. Because if you're not ballsy, you're not gonna do anything different. You're just gonna sit there and, you know, do the same old shit. We don't wanna do that. So yeah.
Word from the bird.
Word from the bird.
Is there
anything you guys
want to
say?
I'm all, okay. man, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
There it is.
Bottom line is.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
I love having these guys here. You know, they're really happy to be a part of this awesome ride, and I'm really happy to have all of them here with me, and, you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all very close. We haven't really known each other for too long.
Yeah.
Or hung out with each other, especially for like too long. But you can just tell that there's a very, very concrete chemistry that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was no like weird getting used to each other. I feel like.
I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like it's been only like 3 months of actually like hanging out and practicing.
Yeah.
Has it been 3 months?
It's been like 4 months of like, really, like practicing, but like I feel like I've known these guys for a lot longer. Like,
yeah.
There's been no
very
like
easy, natural feeling.
There's
yeah.
no moments where I'm like, oh, that was like weird or like whatever.
Like
oh
no, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, or, like there's nothing. Like everything's been gelling super well, and like out of a project that's like the most I could have ever wanted, just like
yeah,
have three
yeah.
other guys like who I can trust, you know, creatively, people who are gonna be there. Like that, or we're all on the same page. We're all in it together. We all want to make, you know, the best sounding music possible. And Freddie's like got the reins. He's got it.
Hell yeah!
That's right.
Hell yeah! Love it.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
That's beautiful. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to it, man. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh man, yeah.
Then we'll
good time.
Cheer up.
I love it. Listen, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's good. I mean, you got again all the time in the world to keep doing these things, and you've got songs and usage ready. So I'm excited, dude, to see what comes, see what keeps coming. And now that you've got more people than just your own creative mind, I suppose, and do it, you know, it's only gonna get better.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I'm just gonna say the name of the next song.
Do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out! Here's
the
next song.
There it is.
So next song. I'm not too sure when it's gonna release yet, but I'm working on that like right now, basically. But very, very soon. What is it? Halfway through March right now.
Yeah.
So I'm planning, if everything goes according to plan, like in like early April, mid April, somewhere on there.
All right.
Next song I plan to release is called All in the Eyes. All in the Eyes.
All in the Eyes.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite songs to play. We've been jamming it. Every time we get together, and man, we have so much fun playing it. It's really cool. I know everybody's gonna love it.
That's good.
I'm gonna love it.
I know I'm gonna love it. I already love it.
It's hype.
I'm already hype. I'm loving it. I'm endorsing it already.
Yes.
Whatever that's for. It's not really worth anything, but I am endorsing it. That is my official statement.
I love it.
That's.
I love it.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're excited to release that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate it. I'm glad we were able to get here and get through all of this together. We've now made an hour through life together, so that's special. 1 hour down, many more to go, but
yeah. I'm sure next time we do this is going to be just as fun.
Next time we do this, we'll have some more. Oh, I will make it more. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna make it more organized. This is how it needs to be.
We might be all in different hospital
yeah,
rooms.
Yeah, we.
Oh, let's not end it like that.
We would all have our own mics. Like, we would all have to be like in a separate place.
Yeah, that works too.
I wasn't. You were just like the doom and gloom. I was just trying to be like,
yeah, we're gonna have
I was just thinking about microphones.
Yeah. So stick here.
Being a bad anti breaking the law.
Breaking the law. That's the next song. That's it. That'll be the cover. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Good song. Shit,
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, next time we do this, we're gonna have video. I hope.
You're gonna have what? A video?
Yeah.
Video. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We're gonna have video. Yeah.
So our nonsense doesn't go.
Does it get?
We're really under pressure. We gotta sit there.
Yeah.
and then these guys don't like just. Don't start touching my arm for no reason.
Yeah.
You know?
We can get all of this. We need context around what the fuck just happened.
Yeah. We'll just glue a GoPro on top on the roof. Yeah.
We can get multiple angles and everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Just get Big Ben here.
Yeah.
Ceiling right now. He's so tall.
But anyway,
yes. Perfect. All right. We'll end it on a cheerful note because we'll do this again and we'll all be alive. We'll get through this whole thing. We won't be in fucking hospital beds, but we'll make it out the other side.
Hell yeah, we will.
We'll have more music. A shit ton of more music. More shows. Well, shows in general. And that'll be it. That's the future. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, guys. We will get it done, and we will fucking follow up, and that'll be that.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Absolutely.